I'm going to start. I've started recording now. We have William Bowser on the line, and be honest, Bill Bowser and I were neighbors across the street, and probably knew each other from the age of what, 4?
Yeah, I would say that.
I remember you coming over to my 5th birthday party. Very shy. I don't think you said a word to anybody, Billy, okay?
Uh-huh.
I can remember that totally in the basement. And I've asked Billy Bowser, who's been with, you know, who went to Wentworth Institute in aeronautical engineering, and then immediately Billy didn't feel that comfortable moving out of his turf. So he, you know, as a kid, he really went 1 to 2 miles away until he started to play baseball for the high school, and then he had to. But so he went into GE, General Electric, from his, I asked him to send me a semi-resume and it's very complex, some of which I can't understand, and he became program engineer. I think that was your first job for GE. Is that correct, Billy?
Yeah, I started off, actually they had a engineering development program where you had 3 different assignments, and my first assignment was in design engineering, very technical. I was always, it was funny, I wasn't that great a student. I was always really good in math, so that's probably one of the reasons, I guess, I ended up in engineering. I like to take things apart, put them together. I like things that had, some type of math background to it, because it always had pretty much a solution to it. And when I started off, they had me programmed only because I did very well in all my math-related subjects as, oh, well, you're going to be a design engineer. So my first assignment was in design engineering, probably one of the most boring jobs I ever had, to be honest with you, because they put me in this room with 2 other guys, both of which were probably in their late 50s at the time. Neither one of them had much of a personality. And I would wake up, I'd get up every morning, go to work, at least once or twice a week, there'd be a note on everyone's desk from, a guy whose alias was the Knuckle Buster, and I'm like, oh my god, what is this? And I remember a bunch of us, joking around about it. Well, it turned out one of the guys who was sitting next to me was the Knuckle Buster, and I could tell right away that he didn't take too well for that. But an interesting group, very technical.
Well, why was he called the Knuckle Buster?
That was his own name. He felt that name because he thought he worked harder than everyone else. And was the first layoff that came along. He was one of the guys that basically got axed. So
he got something else busted, didn't he?
Yeah. He wasn't quite as good as, or at least he was a legend in his own mind, I guess, because apparently he wasn't that valuable. But
well, we know about names about people, and you and I grew up with a couple of monikers together, okay?
Yeah.
And you remember what they were?
Oh, yeah, of course. You were the lion, and I was the bear.
Yeah. I think you forgot one thing before the word lion. The mighty lion.
Well, that was kind of like the Knuckle Buster. That was a little bit self-designated. But anyway, my next assignment, though, was over in the development area. And over there, it was like a kid in a candy store. You get to see the final product. It was exciting because there was always something new. It was a development area, so you got to test all the new concepts. And this was, to this day, I had a lot of, roles with big titles and everything else, but this was probably the most fun I ever had at work, because you were right on kind of the cusp, on the leading edge of all the technology that was coming out. And
but what the, this is technology. This was technology related to engine and rocket development, right?
It wasn't rockets. It was aircraft engines. We had all different types. You had the military fighter engines. You had the commercial airliners. You had the helicopters. You had jets. You had all different kinds of jet engine concepts. And you had test cells. You had assembly areas. It was my first exposure ever working with labor unions, management and labor unions. And
was this where you
really interesting, great place to be? A lot of overtime, a lot of opportunities to make some money for a young guy who had just.
Where'd you go, Billy? Hello.
Stop recording, please.